Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, I am a raving fan of our guest today. Nadia Fountain is a returning guest here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. Now, Nadia Fountain is the founder of GoJuicyATL.com, where you can find out about her wonderful juices. And she's also the author of a wonderful book, Zero Waste Guide to Juicing, 85 Easy Sustainable Recipes and Smart Tips for Juicing with Less. So remember, you can find out more about Nadia Fountain and her life-changing work at her website, GoJuicyATL.com. Welcome, Nadia Fountain.
Thank you so much for having me, Catherine. Pleased to be with you again.
So, and for our audience, again, I'm a raving fan. I have been drinking two of Nadia's wonderful juices every day in order to help me overcome not one, but two hip surgeries. So, you know, simple thing you can do if you've had a serious illness or you're going through serious surgery, drink juices. So, Nadia Fountain, how did you get into juicing?
So, I am a recovering lawyer. I spent about a decade practicing in a big law firm, and like a number of people, when you get busy, sometimes you stop paying attention to your body when it's telling you things are wrong. And so I found myself in a space being busy and unwell. And the option presented to me for wellness was surgery, something to assist. And so I wanted to put myself in the best possible shape to do that. In the past, I relied so often on people to help me with just grabbing something quick, which usually was pretty unhealthy. And so I needed something that I could do that with. And I started with smoothies, honestly. But I had a personal trainer at that point in time, and he had just put to me that juicing is a way that you can nourish your body, but you're also allowing your body that space to do what it needs to do, because your body is working overtime trying to do some other stuff to heal. And so it's really helping in that way. And so what I learned in that time period was the power of juicing. Now, juicing is not new. You know, this is ancient stuff. You had Hippocrates in I think it was 400 BC that was saying, let food be thy medicine. And so that has been known. And also, I guess when you think about being unwell, a lot of times what's suggested that you give people is, what do you think of when people are unwell? If somebody wants to bring something, what would they bring?
Yes, well, exactly. And we turn to outside people. We turn to the doctors or the naturopaths, right?
Right? Right. Right. So a lot of times people think of what might be easy on the body. And so that's it when you think of soups. But in the same way, a juice is giving, it's giving something that's much more nutrient rich, because you're giving the raw plant-based fruit or vegetable blend that the body is able to use more quickly. The bioavailability of the nutrients in that gift of the food that you're giving is able to be received and absorbed into the body in as quick as 15 to 20 minutes. The body doesn't have to spend that energy or do that work of breaking down the food. And it can redirect that energy in other ways that's helpful to your body. And so that's really the why, you know. I mean, that's why you have a lot of people who are asking that question of why juicing. And that's really the why. The gift of it is that ability for the body to do what it needs to do, and to help you, and you're helping it as well in the same respect.
Mm-hmm. So as a medical intuitive healer with now 32 going on 33 years of experience, one of the top recommendations that I make for my new clients for almost every condition, if you want to be healthier, is to juice. And so I've been drinking 12 of Nadia's amazing juices every week. And this one that I'm drinking this morning, Garden Greens, has apple, pineapple, kale, spinach, ginger, lemon balm, mint, and lemon. Okay. Now, and what's interesting, so I have all the juicing equipment. I have a Breville juicer. I have a Blendtec blender. You know, I've had these things forever, and I have decades of experience making juices. But when I was facing surgery, and I knew it was going to be hard for me to even stand up, and I knew I couldn't drive, I just got Nadia to bring me her amazing juices. Now, Nadia Fountain, if someone is new to juicing, what kind of equipment would you recommend they purchased?
So I would say we're in such a time that I feel like juicing has become a fad, and there's a heavy commercialization of it, and so you're seeing so many products flooding the market. It can be very difficult to decide. One thing I always recommend people do is look for NSF certification, and that's it's a nonprofit. I'm trying to remember the what it stands for at this point. It's gonna come back to me. But basically, they study the components and the parts of each juicer as it's made to understand whether there are quality products or pieces being used to create that, and it's not actually toxic for people. So I think that number one is essential, and ensuring that it's NSF certified. And also just understanding the type of equipment that's out there. So a centrifugal, there are really two types of juicers. You have the centrifugal and the masticating or cold press juicers. The centrifugal juicers are the ones that we see, I think, most often. And those are the ones that have like a basket kind of and a spinning blade, and it sits on top of an engine. Now those, I mean, I started off with one of those. But when you know more, you do better, I guess. At that point in time, I really didn't know a lot, but I started with that. Now, what is not so great about those is that they're sitting on the engine. So you have a heat component, and you also have oxidization component. So that juice is oxidizing, and it's also having that heat being applied all at the time of breaking down and creating the juice. So that means the quality of what gets into your glass is going to be diminished. And so I think that's clearly essential in terms of when you're looking at equipment, because you want to ensure that in the creation process, you're getting what you need. You want that nutrient-rich beverage. That's why you're making the juice. And so ideally, you want something that's not going to be applying heat, and it's not going to be oxidizing your fruits and veggies in such a manner that the quality or nutritional value has been diminished. And that's why you have such a hype around cold pressed, because cold press is that idea that you're not using heat in the process and you're limiting that oxidization. So you're getting maximum nutritional value of the fruits and veggies in your glass. So really you're looking for those things. So you're trying to be careful that the product itself is going to get you what you want in terms of the quality in your glass.
Great information. Now, I remember when I first started juicing, my very first juicer was a Jack LaLanne juicer. And Jack LaLanne was a famous fitness guy back in the day. And he would encourage everybody to juice. And what was great about his juicer was that it was inexpensive. I think it was like $90 at the time. But part of the components were plastic, which we now know is not ideal for our health. And then I got a Breville juicer, right? Now, let's go back to the benefits of juicing. So again, as a medical intuitive healer, when I do medical intuitive readings, I'm identifying health issues and also making specific recommendations about what will work to make everybody healthier. And I would say that one of the top things that anybody can do to become healthier is to drink juices or smoothies absolutely every day. And I always tell people, you're only as healthy as your cells are healthy. And there's something called ORACs, oxygen radical absorption capacity. ORACs are a measure of antioxidants. And every human should get 3 to 6,000 ORACs a day from eating fruits and vegetables. So the general recommendation is to eat 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which is a great idea. So a serving is half a cup cooked or 1 cup raw in general. So good basic recommendation. But again, when you're facing an illness or a surgery like I just was, you really need more Orax, more antioxidants, more phytochemicals in order to heal at a cellular level. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to eat 3 pounds of fruits and vegetables every day, but
Right.
I can certainly drink that and
Yeah.
get the benefits of that in juicing.
Yes.
So, Nadia Fountain, and I've had so many clients over the years who started juicing and started making smoothies, and their health turned around in a very short period of time. And these are people suffering from every health condition you could possibly name. So, Nadia Fountain, as the owner of it and founder of a juice company, what sort of benefits do you see from juicing?
I think it's just as you said, it's the fact that people are now able to ingest and get in such a wide diversity of fruits and veggies in one serving that you might not otherwise. I mean, I could speak for myself personally, just in my own health journey. And I mean, you've shared that before with respect to blood work. It shows in your blood work, right?
Yes.
And I think that was one of the turn the page moments for me in my journey with juicing. It was that realization that not just how I felt, but I guess the science of it, right? So it was factually helping my body in ways that doing things differently otherwise was not, you know? And so I mean, for my customers as well, I'm seeing people who are also talking about the benefits and the experience, particularly with different blends. So those green blends specifically, and also just even otherwise, I think it's a balance of having things that are seasonal that you might otherwise not be getting in into your diet makes a world of difference in how the body is able to perform and how the body feels. You know, so I think it's definitely a reality that juicing is that way to ensure that you are getting the diversity of fruits, veggies, micronutrients that you need in one serving, right? And one thing I tell people as well when it comes to juicing, consistency is helpful, right? So it's if you're doing the thing, for example, one juice a day versus a 30-day cleanse is going to be more beneficial to your body in the long run because it's getting your body consistently what it needs as opposed to something that could feel like a punishment, you know?
Yes, exactly. Or extreme deprivation. Also, as a medical intuitive healer, I work with clients from all over the world with all kinds of natural healing remedies. So these are going to be vitamins and minerals and all kind of nutritional supplements and herbs and homeopathy. And I will say this, I see many clients who are trying to be healthy, and they're frankly taking supplements that are actually making them sick. They're taking, too much of one thing and not enough of another. And I spend, session after session going over, this works, that doesn't work, two of this, none of that, this for 2 weeks and then stop. So the whole field of nutritional supplements can be very confusing for the average person. And I've seen people make themselves extremely sick and actually cause physical pain by overdoing supplements. I remember I had a client who had severe urinary pain, and it was so bad she was literally crying every day and unable to weep, unable to work. But you cannot overdo the juicing, right? You're just not going to make a mistake with it. So
The
it's
one
kind of
thing, sorry, I was
foolproof.
just going to share. The one thing that I do recommend for people when they are juicing at home is you have that ability to figure out what works for your body, right? So you can start off real simple. So instead of putting 10 ingredients in one blend, just start with three, right? And that way you know what your body's responding to. And I think I shared this with you before, but for me, the green on the other side, I have a blend that is celery, cucumber, green apple, spinach, kale, dandelion greens, ginger, lemon. It's a lot of stuff, mind you. But for me, my body responds so well to it. And that's actually why I made it. It was my afternoon pick-me-up when I worked corporate, you know, so instead of coffee in the afternoon, that's what I would have. And I could feel it in my skin. It was just like, but I was able to actually niche down and understand that my body responds that way to cucumber. It's a cucumber that's doing doing a lot of it for me. Cucumber, celery, that's the base of it. But getting to that point where you understand like what your body is responding to, what is it doing for you? So I think that's when you're juicing, you ought to juice with intention. So understanding the ingredients and the benefits of that ingredient, and particularly how your body responds to it. Because some people may not have the same reaction, but I think it's that ability to do that when you want to have that opportunity to experiment at home.
So, Nadi Fountain, we're talking about the benefits of juicing, and I'm going to talk about beauty. And, here we are at the Natural Healing Show. We're all trying to be healthier, but I'm looking at you, and some of our audience in 54 countries on 15 podcast platforms, they can't see that your skin is absolutely radiantly glowing. And that, I think,
Thank
is
you.
from juicing, right? And
I would say,
we forget our skin is our largest organ. And as a medical intuitive healer, so many people come to me for all kinds of weird skin issues, whether it's rashes or eczema, or they're breaking out and they can't figure out what it is. But again, one of the sim you know, there can be many causes for that. What's your liver? What's going on with your liver? What's going on with your kidneys? What's going on with your digestion? But again, a remedy if you're having any kind of skin issue is to start juicing, right? Because when you juice, it's going to support your kidneys and your liver and so on. And I'm going to be 67 tomorrow. Yay.
Oh my goodness.
And so again, I do have makeup on, but my skin is all natural. So again, when you're wanting to look better, start juicing, right?
Yes, absolutely. So pre-happy birthday to you. You
Thank
don't look at
you.
all close to your age, first of
Thank
all.
you.
But I think you hit on something there because, I always tell people everything starts in the gut, right? Everything that you experience, the imbalance of the gut microbiome really is evidencing itself in those different things that you're experiencing. And so the way to address that is to really nourish the gut and get the balance back. An imbalanced gut is often revealing itself to you in different ways. And the best way to do that is to flood it with those nutrients. And how do you do that? With your juices. Right, and you're not giving your gut the work of trying to break down fibers. You think of eating a raw carrot. The work your body has to do to get you the nutrients from that carrot, it's a lot of energy that goes toward that. But with the juice, if you've gone ahead and done that, you're allowing that to get into your bloodstream more quickly to get where it may need to go to heal your liver. Right, so it's just understanding that the tools your body needs. So. The ability to address those things. So skin health, celery, cucumber, those are two vegetables that are incredibly powerful for that. So the ability to address those things, that could be a way, but again, it's juicing with intentionality, getting to be familiar with the food and the benefit it has for your body personally.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And we're listening to Nadia Fountain, founder of GoJuicyATL.com and the author of Zero Waste Guide to Juicing, 85 Easy and Sustainable Recipes and Smart Gut Tips for Juicing with Less. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nadia Fountain. So we're talking about the benefits of juicing. And I also want to talk about weight loss. Now, I'm a normal weight. I'm the same size that I was when I was 28. So weight loss is not something that I struggle with. But I will say this, that when I knew that I was going to have to go through surgery, even though I have really good health habits to begin with, I started purchasing your juices, drinking two organic juices a day, also drinking a liter of water every day. And what I found interesting is that before all this, usually I'd have to have some chocolate right around 4 o'clock every afternoon. And, you know, like chocolate, love my dark chocolate. But I find that by juicing, I don't even want my dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. So I think it's because I'm really giving my body what it needs. So what are your advice about juicing and weight loss? How does juicing help us lose weight?
So I often tell people that juicing, I don't think that juicing necessarily should be focused on as a tool for weight loss. It should be focused on as a tool to reset your palate and focus your body on nourishing in ways that sustain it best, right? I think that hunger is our body asking for nutrients. It's actually asking for nutrients that it needs to function. And I think that we forget that. You know, people respond to hunger in a different way. You know, you think of something you just saw on a commercial somewhere and you're trying to eat that, as opposed to understanding that we really are, we really operate on the basis of what the body needs to continue to move and to operate and to do everything it needs to do, because to keep going, it's a lot of work. It takes so much work for our bodies to keep functioning and performing in the way that it does. And so really at the end of the day, it's just being able to tune in and tap into that. I think that juicing gives us an opportunity to do that, right? When we focus in particularly on having, say, a one-day cleanse, that or even a cleanse for any period of time, it's that ability to reset. And you're resetting your gut because your gut has been flooded with all kinds of things, especially if you're not focused on what you're eating. So getting that gut microbiome balanced, I think, is your starting point. And so if you decide to do a cleanse, it's that ability to do that. Even when doing a cleanse, I usually recommend that you think about it a couple of days before and prepare your body, you know. And once you've done that, I think it's not just your body, it's your mind, you know, because you've taken on the step of doing this thing. So cutting out coffee, cutting out processed food, cutting out meat. And then give your body that chance to reset by having the juices, say for a day period, if that's what you choose to do. And then after that, that's your opportunity to really make a difference, to really think and plan on how you're going to nourish your body going forward. And I think once you've done that, that's where you're going to see a real change on a scale. But just the juicing alone, I don't think that should be the focus. That's me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you and I share that same focus, because it's about health. Mm-hmm. And as you get healthier, then your body does reset. And I know a lot of people think, I've tried everything. And it's like, well, maybe you're not as healthy as you want. And I do lots of healing with people on their metabolism, because before the age of 35, I think something like 15% of the population has a damaged metabolism. Mm. Over the age of 35, a very large percentage of people have a damaged metabolism, which is basically means that you're breaking down faster than you're building up. But going back to I think the benefits of juicing for something as simple as food cravings, like you said, cravings are a signal that your body's missing something. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. There's a science behind cravings and looking at, like, for example, when you're craving sugar, a lot of times you're not getting enough protein. Mm-hmm. Now, so your juices are delicious. Again, raving fan here. So much better than anything I can make, because cooking is not, even though I'm a nutritionist, cooking is actually not my talent in life. What do you do to make sure that your juices are not just healthy, but also delicious? What's your secret?
Balance. So balancing the flavors, balancing the ingredients, but also I had mentioned before the word intentionality. So when I am creating a blend, I'm trying to be intentional about the purpose of that blend, right? So really just thinking about the ingredients and how we're blending them together. And then really, is it for energy? You know, is it an immunity booster? You know, like what is the intention behind creating the blend? And then again, you know, just having palate matters. It does matter. So just trying to make sure that you have something that's balanced enough that you want to drink it, you know, because it is important I think it's important that you enjoy food, because the flavors are there and they're beautiful. So it makes sense for us to enjoy what we're going to consume. So I use ginger quite a bit, because obviously the health benefits. But also because of the flavor profile, you could dial it up or dial it down. So I do have some that are a bit spicier than others. And then also lemon. I use a lot of lemon as well because lemon adds brightness, flavor, but it also is Mother Nature's gift to us. It adds the alkalinization. And you know, it assists with the flavor profile, but it also is helping to kill off some bad stuff first as well, you know?
So I really am happy that you brought up energy and immunity because again, I was really focusing on your juices before and during and after my surgery because whenever you go under the knife, I had total hip replacements done on both of my hips. So, you know, that's going to be a hit on your whole body, including your immune system. So if someone is facing an immune compromised situation for any health reason, what sort of juices would you recommend to boost our immune system?
Well, with that particularly, as I mentioned, ginger. I think ginger is really important. You know, I tell people it's Mother Nature's antibiotic. Turmeric for inflammation as well, I think is extremely helpful to the body when it's dealing with, you know, with different things. The lemon, leafy greens especially, your citrus. I think those are essentially I would really think of are your immunity boost essentials from your toolkit.
Yes.
Keep those handy.
So one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Energy Now. And if you ask me what is one of the most common problems for a new client of mine, it's low energy. And when I do a medical intuitive reading, the first thing I look at is a person's life energy. Because the more energy you have, the faster you heal and the easier it is to do whatever it is you're here to do. So, if someone's wanting to juice for energy, what sort of juices would you recommend for energy?
Beets. I normally think of roots for that as well. So beets, and you know, seasonal. I always talk about seasonal as well because I feel like Mother Nature gives you what you need when you need it, right? So I think of more roots during the winter, colder months. Of course, watermelon for the summer because that's Mother Nature's Gatorade. It's just full of electrolytes for us, you know? Even coconut water for energy. Yeah, so those are the ones you really think of.
Yeah, coconut water. Yeah, that's going to really hydrate your body because so many people are dehydrated. And let's talk about juices for detoxing because for myself, for example, I don't usually take drugs, but you know, you go through anesthesia, it takes a while for your body to get the anesthesia out of the system. And then, you know, you have to take pain medicine going through major surgery. So what sort of, and yet many people are, they've turned a leaf on their health. They stop smoking, they're reducing their alcohol. What sort of juices do you recommend for juicing, for detoxing?
Well, detoxing, well, I have a blend, particularly I think of well, two. Well, leafy greens comes to mind first off. So your kale, your spinach, Even chard, just having some leafy greens, particularly what might be flourishing and in season. I did have a blend recently with collard greens. Those are really helping the body in terms of nourishing and helping to flush. A carrot blend is especially good for liver health. Celery. I mean, I think celery is a powerhouse veggie, right? And especially good for helping the body, not just in terms of being hydrating, but just being rich enough to help to flush. And of course, I'm forgetting dandelion greens. That should have been top of the list right there in terms of leafy greens that are there for that purpose, I truly feel. So I think those are the ones we can focus on when we're talking about detoxifying and resetting.
Okay, great information. And with that, let's listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and we're listening to Nadia Fountain, the founder of GoJuicyATL.com and the author of Zero Waste Guide to Juicing, 85 Easy Sustainable Recipes and Smart Tips for Juicing with Less. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nadia Fountain. I feel that we want to be compassionate to our listeners. So you and I have been working on our health for many, many years. And there are other people who are just starting out and they go, okay, wait a minute, I don't feel good, or I've gone to the doctor, I've gotten some kind of unfortunate diagnosis, and I want to get healthier. And many people turn to a juice cleanse to get them started. What is a juice cleanse? And if somebody wanted to do a juice cleanse, how would you recommend them go about that?
Well, a juice cleanse is it's an opportunity to I mentioned before the gut microbiome, right? And that is the space that we need to have balance. So really the cleanse is helping us to reset our gut microbiome and make sure that it is balanced. And a cleanse gives us bioavailability. What is that? That is the ability for the body to absorb the nutrients in terms of the food that you've eaten. We're going to just go real basic into the digestive process. When you're eating, that food is going into your gut is doing this hard work of breaking it down so that it get into your body and your body can use it. So again, when we talked about that hunger or that craving for a thing, it's because your body needs something that it needs to function properly. So maybe when you're feeling unwell, it's because your body needs something that's not getting. That cleanses that ability to have a wide variety of fruits and veggies that you may not otherwise sit down and eat, flooded into your gut so that you can get into your body and it can be used quickly. And What I'd mentioned earlier as well is a time frame for that bioavailability is much faster than if you sat down and had a meal, because you don't have that breakdown process. So we're talking 15 to 20 minutes. So when you talk about food you can feel, a juice is felt much more quickly than a meal otherwise. And people often feel that difference faster because of that. So that's really what you'd be thinking about with a cleanse. A cleanse is the ability to help your body as quickly as you can. And so when someone is looking at doing a cleanse, I usually recommend that you prepare for it. And you've got to prepare yourself days in advance. So it's not something you should just jump into and shock your body with, but prepare yourself mentally for it. Because I've had people before who've signed up for a cleanse and then been like, oh, it's just too hard. I can't, you know. So I think it's just about deciding that if it's something that you want to do, again, preparing your mind and body for it, phasing out of those things that may be a bit more addictive, like I mentioned, coffee, just replace it with some herbal teas, right? So you don't have to take away what might be a part of your morning routine with something warm. Just replace it with something that might be different and better for the body. So just having a bit more water, hydrating as well. And then again, when you could choose, say, a one, two, three, however many days of a cleanse that you might want to do. I feel like the commercialization of health has really flooded us with all these ideas of things that I don't necessarily think might be beneficial, like a 30-day cleanse. You have people who are doing 40, 30. And I think those often those ki I think the challenge of those is twofold. We're not made for that. We have teeth and gums, and those are seriously affected if we stop chewing, you know? So we're not meant to not chew at all. So even if you decided to do like one juice a day, or as Catherine has mentioned, she does two juices a day. If you choose to do something like that, that creates a better routine or the consistency that your body might need to get the biodiversity that it needs to help your gut and your body along, as you continue with your lifestyle versus something as drastic as a 30-day, right? And then also it's having a routine and preparing your body for after. If you're doing a strictly juice cleanse, prepare your body for how you're going to continue on after. And really, it's also listening to your body. How is my body responding to this? Is this good for me? Is it good for my gut? You know? So again, your body tells you when something's wrong. It tells you when what you are consuming is not good for it. It reveals itself in so many different ways. And so I think those are the essentials with taking on a cleanse.
Yes, I'm just nodding my head with everything you're saying. I think you and I are in complete alignment as far as health advice, because I talk about many things, including sustainability, right? So when you realize, okay, I've been smoking too much, I've been drinking too much, I've been eating too much junk food, I feel terrible, I want to feel better. So just start by adding in things that are actually nourishing for your body. And then again, just like my experience with chocolate, which I still have a drawer full of chocolate, it's there, I can eat it whenever I feel like, but by really giving your body what it needs, then you're going to have less cravings overall. And so now when we juice, so when people juice on their own, there's a tremendous amount of leftover pulp. You, in your wonderful cookbook, you have recipes. There's just lots of juicing recipes, but what's special about your book is you have suggestions on what to do with the leftover pulp. What are some of your favorite ways to turn juicing pulp into delicious and healthy food?
I would say my most favorite, and probably one of the easiest, is to make energy bites. So just using the pulp, mixing in with some almond flour, some oats, some chia seeds, maybe some type of nut butter, and just creating little energy bites that you can just have, you know, on the go. We could also make crackers, soup, salad dressings. There are just so many different things you can do with the pulp. So for me, as a business owner, when I decided to start the business, that was something that gave me great angst because I didn't want to just throw away all this goodness. Because you know, when you're juicing, there is a lot of the insoluble fiber, but that is really not garbage. It is good stuff. So that's why, in terms of, well, for me as a business model, what we do is we donate it to farmers, and they are able to feed their livestock and make compost with it. And so, I feel very good about that part. But as a home juicer, there are also lots of ways and things that we can do with that. And so, I just, in writing the recipe book, I just wanted to share that, give people some options, because that's always a question I get asked as well from people, like, what do you do with all that pulp? Or what can I do with my pulp? So those are just some ways.
Yeah, so when I was juicing and making my own juice, I would have a little container in my kitchen for the pulp. Then I would then take that out and put it in my compost pile to eventually go into my garden. So if you're an organic gardener like I am, you can, if you're not making food with it, you can definitely put it in your garden.
Exactly. There's so many ways that it can be used and not put into a landfill.
Yes, not put into a landfill. Now, Nadia Fountain, as an expert juicer, as the founder of the Go Juicy ATL, what are some of your personal favorite juices?
So the one that I had mentioned, the greener on the other side, hands down, that Garden Greens is also one of my favorites. The herbs. I'm always encouraging people to experiment as well, but herbs especially, oh, they could change a flavor so beautifully. Oh, and so I'll just recap those ingredients for folks. So the green on the other side, that's celery, cucumber, green apple, spinach, kale, dandelion greens, ginger, and lemon. So that one's got a lot of ingredients. The garden greens is apple, pineapple, spinach, kale, lemon balm, mint, lemon, and ginger. Another heavy ingredient one. I also like, in terms of the seasonal blends, we have one currently that I really enjoy, and that one is called the Rise and Shine, which is orange, apple, pineapple, golden beet, turmeric, and a little bit of cayenne, a little bit of heat to it. So it's a, and also the classic apple, beet, carrot, lemon, ginger. Those are some of my favorites.
So you have integrated juicing into your, not just your business, but your family life. How do you juice to keep your family healthy?
You know, one thing we really focus on is that intentionality, what's going on with people's bodies. What do they need a little bit more of? So particularly now with allergy season, we are really focused on juices and teas, but in particular we have our immunity boosting blends, things that can help, particularly in this with the sinuses, citrus blends. There's a lot of ginger and turmeric going on. A lot of
A
lemon.
lot of lemon, and you make a delicious elderberry juice. And I mean, I do tend to get seasonal allergies. It was definitely worse after my surgery because my immune system wasn't as good. But I was doing your elderberry juice. Can you explain for our audience how does elderberry juice support people's reaction to seasonal allergies?
So elderberry is, oh, it's such a beautiful, beautiful gift to us. So elderberry helps the body respond to things that are coming at it, to viruses and ailments. So I try to balance how I explain this. So it's not necessarily an immunity booster. It's there to assist the body in the response, right? So it's going to be helpful, particularly I think in cold and flu season generally. I think that's why you hear so much about elderberry around that time period, because the body is able to best assist and respond when it's got that elderberry. So it's almost like that. I'm trying to think of how to describe it best, but it's helping your body. It's almost like a next level of protection is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, right. And many people actually take elderberry supplements in the spring and the fall. And you could definitely take elderberry supplements or you could drink, elderberry juice. Now, as a medical intuitive healer and again, juicing is one of my top recommendations for anybody wanting to improve their health, their immune system, their energy, detoxing. So when I have clients with serious health issues, I recommend they drink a total of 20 ounces of juices every day. So, that's serious when you really want to be serious about getting healthier. So if someone is listening to this broadcast and they recognize, okay, I'm facing a health issue, how would you recommend they get started with juicing to improve their health?
So I think again, it's identifying what's happening with their body and being focused on the ingredients. So what is it that your body needs in terms of what type of juices that you're going to make or prepare? And then not overcomplicating a blend. So really starting again more simply in terms of understanding what your body might need and creating blends, focus on that, and then also seeing how your body responds to it. But I think what you're speaking on is essential in terms of just like being able to flood your body with those nutrients on a daily basis. And obviously the fresher the better.
Yes. So if somebody's starting out, can you give us some ideas of three ingredient juices that people can make to start out with?
So I would think
Apple, celery, cucumber.
No, I guess I was hesitating because I was going to say green apple. I'd recommend like a green apple blend because I think one thing we have to be conscious of as well is what might spike someone's blood sugar. Again, it depends on the person. So if that's a concern, then maybe you might want to focus a bit more on green apples. If that's not so much, then you could try, some other type of red apple. But lemon, as I mentioned before, lemon I feel like is a powerhouse, particularly for the liver. So including some lemon in there. And then I'm a strong proponent of superfoods. So anything that's superfood or superfood family being ginger, turmeric, your roots, even a little elderberry in there. And one thing I will mention with a raw elderberry is not something you need to consume. You cannot. That's actually toxic for your body. We use a freeze-dried elderberry powder, which is food safe. So you want to be careful in some respects of what you're looking at, just to make sure it is, okay for the body. But if we're talking three ingredient blends, so maybe a apple, lemon, ginger, or if you want to add in some roots, you could add some carrot, some ginger if you really want to help out the liver. So again, it's focusing in particular on what is it you're trying to do for your body.
Yes. And one of my 10 books is called The Difference Between Pain and Suffering, which is about how to get out of pain naturally without drugs. And if you're wanting to get out of pain, I would definitely add turmeric into a juice. So if you, simple juice would be
Inflammation.
carrot, turmeric, and oranges, right? So it'd be a real simple juice that you could do that could possibly reduce your reliance on pain medication. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Our guest today, the lovely, the brilliant entrepreneur, Nadia Fountain, founder of GoJuicyATL.com. I'm a raving fan of her juices, and the author of The Zero Waste Guide to Juicing, 85 Easy Sustainable Recipes and Smart Tips for Juicing with Less. And you can find out more about Nadia and her wonderful work at GoJuicyATL.com. And remember, if you're wanting to be healthy naturally, one of the top things that I recommend is you start juicing tomorrow or today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.